In the next 5 minutes, you'll learn a quick mindfulness reset you can use any time rumination hijacks your peace. Welcome to Takeout Therapy Mini Session. I'm Rebecca Hunter, therapist, anxiety expert, and a big fan of short, powerful mindset shifts. Every Monday, I'll drop one therapy-informed insight to help you handle life with more calm, clarity, and self-compassion. Find more tools anytime at takeouttherapy.com. Okay, let's get into it. I'm so glad you showed up for today's episode. After last week's episode about why past love lingers in our minds and hearts, today's mini session is about what to do when rumination in general grabs hold. Really, in 5 minutes, you're going to discover how to notice when your brain is looping on old stories, a simple three-step mindfulness practice that interrupts rumination, and a closing question that might shift your focus from the past back into the present. Okay, so this is what I want to teach you. In order to deal with rumination and the stirrings of a very, very busy mind, you absolutely must learn some mindfulness. You must learn to be present. So today I want to talk about a couple of the elements involved in this idea of being present. The first thing you want to do is you always have to be paying attention to what's happening in your mind. And there's some pretty general symptoms that people experience when their minds go on bananas, right? Your heart rate increases, actually. Sometimes you start to feel a little anxious or like you're breathing really fast. Figure out what your signs of rumination are. Maybe there are phrases that come up a lot or certain themes that develop, but catch yourself. And when you do, always just pause. Just pause. Connect with your breath and name what is happening. In this case, it would be, my brain is ruminating. I'm going over and over and over the same thing again, right? That's what rumination is. It's looping. So just labeling it really clearly and simply like thinking or looping is super helpful once you catch yourself in rumination. And in this process, also try to separate yourself out from your brain. That's why we label it like this, because we want to say, oh, that's the working of my mind, right? So remind yourself that your thoughts are thoughts. They're not really truths, which will set you up nicely for the second step, which is hopefully by now you've noticed that you're ruminating and you've gained a willingness to knock it off. So what you want to do is you want to find a different focus. Your brain needs something to do, basically. That's why it's ruminating. So if you have something else it can think about that you can get involved in, great. But if you don't, you want to go ahead and use a mindfulness trick called anchoring in the senses, which all that means is you choose one of your five senses: touching, tasting, hearing, smelling, and seeing, or your breath, to use as an anchor. Meaning, I'm just going to like focus on the smell of the brownies cooking in the oven and really get into that for a few seconds. The thoughts will return, my friend, because that is how the brain works. And so what I want you to do next, and what we teach people in mindfulness, is gentle redirection. So when you notice again that those same thoughts return, not a new theme, not a new rumination, but the same old thoughts, guide your attention back to that anchor that you picked a while back, or maybe 30 seconds back. I mean, like, whatever. Right? The brain moves fast, and so do thoughts. And all you want to do is just repeat this as many times as needed. Yep, this is mindfulness practice. It's pausing, it's noticing, it's picking a focus from your breath to one of your five senses and continually returning there. All you're really doing is teaching your brain, hey, dude, I tell you what to think. You don't tell me what to think, right? I call this a rumination practice. And as you end your practice, you can just end with a question. I always recommend that people do this and ask yourself, what is it that I need right now? Sometimes we ruminate about things and we can pick up a need from that rumination that we resonate with, that makes sense to us, right? And we can turn that spiral of thinking into self-support. The thing that I want you to understand today is that mindfulness practice actually interrupts rumination by giving the brain a new job to do, which is like being present in your environment. Even 2 to 3 minutes of mindfulness practice is enough to reset the nervous system for a lot of people. Keep it really simple. Keep it really short, but keep practicing. And if this is somewhere that you get stuck and you're scratching your head going, Rebecca, this is really hard for me and I don't understand how to do it, get in touch with me. Schedule a consult. Let's see if we're a good fit to work together, because one thing I can do is teach you mindfulness. I've been doing it for years. But practice on your own first and let me know how it goes. That's your mini session for today, friend. Something to focus on if you want to this week. As usual, I'll see you for a full episode on Friday. And if you want a little extra push in the meantime, head to takeouttherapy.com and join my free class to stop your rumination habit. Yeah, I'm talking to you. It's a beginning mindfulness class, actually. I'm here to help. Until next time, be really kind to yourself, friend.